It's Marketplace Tech for December 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. As you know, Mark Zuckerberg announced this week that most of the Zuckerberg-owned Facebook stock, some $45 billion worth, will go towards various efforts to solve the world's problems in the coming years. Add that to Bill Gates and other investors announcing a coalition to fund more clean technology, and you almost have a trend. Is it a good trend? Slate tech columnist David Auerbach is skeptical of Zuckerberg's chances for success.
The comparison I made was that, you know, he wants to use the world as a canvas, but he's only got one shade, which is green. So there are limits to how many problems you can solve from the outside by throwing money at them. Money is certainly a blunt instrument, but it can only get you so far if the people and societal and civic infrastructure isn't there. And in some cases, even the best intended money can actually end up causing problems or exacerbating them if it's not deployed in a sufficiently aware manner.
What's an example of that?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg had an example. He gave $100 million, I think, to New Jersey public schools, and it just didn't work out. It was basically sort of, it came with too many mandates. It wasn't in tune with sort of what the conditions were on the ground, and it was just sort of a fiasco. And I think that he has learned from that, and he's trying to be a little more sort of sensitive now. But it goes to show you just that, you know, even if we assume that these incredibly rich people have good intentions, which many of them do not, I think that, you know, Zuckerberg and Gates actually come out of the wash looking pretty good as far as like the billionaires in history go. But, you know, even if you give them the credit of their good intentions, you don't necessarily know that sort of this autocratic exercise of power through financial force is going to be good.
This has been an interesting week for tech billionaires trying to solve the world's problems with money, obviously, in the case of both Zuckerberg and Bill Gates. Is there something here about the culture of you can do anything that comes from Silicon Valley that informs the way that these billionaires are thinking about giving and thinking about having an impact on the world?
I think it runs the danger of making problems look easier to solve than they are. That sort of that people can sort of be treated as machines. And so if you architect the right solution, things will just fall into line. And unfortunately, the world is just more complicated than that.
David Auerbach writes the Bitwise column for Slate magazine. He's also a New America Fellow. David, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
This week, civil liberties group the Electronic Frontier Foundation has filed a complaint with the FTC, saying that Google, via some of the educational apps and Chromebook laptops it is providing school systems, is running afoul of a pledge to take care with students' data. Sophia Cope is with the EFF. Sophia, what are parents in the EFF worried about here?
What they're concerned about is that their elementary age students are being taught at such an early age that to go online, they have to be willing to give up some level of privacy. And so really the bigger picture is really just to stop data collection that's not immediately relevant to providing the educational services to the school.
Is the stuff that's happening through these Google-provided devices during the school day actually fundamentally different from the data collection that might happen when the same kid goes home and uses the internet at night?
Well, it depends. So when the kid goes home, it's unlikely that he's logging in with a personally identifiable account. But no, I mean, in terms of the specific data that's being collected, there's a lot of overlap. But to bring it back to our FTC complaint, if you look at the student privacy pledge, it very explicitly says that these companies who are signatories promise not to collect data on students and then use that data for their own commercial purposes, so beyond educational purposes. We're saying that if Google wants to get the PR benefit of signing on to the student privacy pledge, then they need to make sure that they actually have to comply.
Sophia Cope is a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Sophia, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Every week, we've been playing you content from our new Codebreaker podcast. This week's episode has a story about a software update delivered to the International Space Station back in 2013, one that brought all of the station's computers and communication systems down for a terrifying 3 hours. I'm going to play you just a little bit of our story, told with the help of astronaut Colonel Chris Hadfield, who was on the International Space Station when this happened. Colonel Chris Hadfield and the rest of the crew knew something was wrong right away, but they didn't know what.
We could no longer monitor all of the systems. So if we then have a subsequent unrelated failure, we were powerless to deal with it. And so it was a significant event.
The astronauts scrambled to figure out what had gone wrong, but they had no idea and no one to talk to. The indoor part of the space station is sort of shaped like a long cylinder. Someone pulled themselves down to the Russian end of the cylinder to work a backup radio. Someone else tried to work another backup radio in the American end of the ISS. Eventually, the astronauts got in touch with the ground and started working the problem a few minutes at a time.
You know, we would gather our notes and three of us would sit around the radio and say, okay, this is our problem, this is what we're seeing, this is what we've done, tick, 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 now tell us what you think. And they'd give us a whole bunch of instructions and we'd scribble them all down. And then you'd be out of comm until you come around the world again for another 90 minutes.
Spoiler alert, everyone lives, but it's a great story. Hear more at codebreaker.codes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ben Johnson and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.